Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third paragraph of Maseches Tainis. Today we are learning Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis and Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. We continue discussing various other calamities that might befall the Jewish people, that might befall the community, that would require them to fast. It says the Mishnah, Yardu Latzmachin Avalo Yardu Lilan. If rain fell that was beneficial for the crops, but was not beneficial for the trees. For example, as the Bar Tanura points out, there was a light rainfall, which is beneficial only for crops and not for the trees. Or le'ilan velo latzmachin, or if rain fell, that was beneficial for the trees, but not for the crops. That would be a heavy rainfall. Lazav v'lazav, avelo laboros lashichin v'lama'aros, or if rain fell for both these crops and these crops, meaning both the crops of the trees and sorry, for the trees and for the crops, then, but did not fall for the pits or for the ditches and so on and so forth, where drinking water is stored, masrin alehin miyad, in those situations, we immediately blow the shofar, because in these, because of these situations, it's very, very serious, we need them to be functioning, we need the rain for them, and therefore there's immediate danger, we're going to begin the strict fast immediately. Continuing now with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, V'chein ir shelo yardu alei ha-geshamim. Similarly, if it did not rain on one town while it rained on the surrounding towns, there's obviously a klalei curse from Shemayim for that particular town. Dechsev, as the Pasuk tells us in Amos, V'himtarti al ir achas, v'al ir achas lo amtir, chalk achas timatir. That I will bring rain on one town, but on one town I will not bring rain. One area will be rained upon, and so on. And the area in which it will not be rain will dry up. Says the Mishnah, Oso ha'ir misanu misras. Therefore, instead of beginning with the extra fast, that town's going to fast and have the more severe type of fast, where they're also going to blow the shofar and so on and so forth. And says the Mishnah, V'chol sivivo seha misanus v'lo masrios, and all of its surrounding towns they should fast, but they do not blow the shofar. They're going to observe and begin with the less severe, the less strict fast. They must fast because they're going to be affected by a food shortage in the first town, but they do not need to observe the strict fast because they were not directly cursed by the lack of rain on them. Finishing off the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Masrios v'lo misanos, they, meaning the surrounding towns, they blow the shofar, but they do not actually fast. And since they are not in direct danger, they do not decree an irregular fast, but they observe a special day of davening, a special day of prayer. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis taught us that if rain fell that was good for the crops but not for trees, or rain that fell that was good for the trees but not for the crops, or there was enough rain for the trees and the crops but there wasn't enough rain for storing the water in various ditches, in various pits, and so on and so forth, then we're going to begin the severe fast immediately. And then Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel taught us that if it did not rain on one town but it rained on the surrounding towns, then basically, Pasuk in Amos is clearly a curse that was bestowed upon that town where it didn't rain. And therefore, says the Mishnah, instead of beginning with less strict fast, the town where it didn't rain has to take the more severe fast upon themselves. They blow the shofar and so on and so forth. And the question is, what happened to these surrounding towns that did get rain, that they're still affected by the food shortage, but they weren't really directly affected by the lack of rain? So the Mishnah said, according to the Tanakhama, the surrounding towns fast, but they do not blow the shofar. They're just going to observe the less severe fast. But Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that no, that they should blow the shofar, but they should not fast, because again, they got rain, they weren't directly affected by the lack of rain. Have a great day.